award-winning speaker and an author, and joining us to talk about the greatest pet peeves that drive bosses crazy. Colleen Kuttenhoffen is the author, as I mentioned, of that forthcoming book, and she joins us on the telephone. Colleen, good evening.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a time, of course, when certainly in your country and even here in Canada, if you have a job, you have to thank stars. So the last thing you want to do is to be driving your boss crazy by whatever it is that you might be doing.
Yes.
Now, what is the greatest pet peeve that simply drives our bosses absolutely around the bend?
You know what? I would like to give you number one, and then because that one is so obvious, I'm going to give you the number two because it could almost be number one. And I have found this to be the case in in-depth conversations with over 200 managers and supervisors as well as CEOs. Number one is something that you would expect: excessive absenteeism and chronic tardiness, like the clock watchers who arrive late and take off so fast from work at the end of the day that they leave skid marks, and they use excuses like, you know, the kids or what have you. The second one, and I was amazed that this was so high on the list, negativity, and that could be lack of buy-in. Negativity, especially the complainers who don't offer solutions or don't want to come up with solutions or don't even want to hear solutions. So negativity is huge.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first one, as you say, is fairly obvious, and it's something that if you're doing, you obviously know, you know, that you're doing something that that obviously is not going to be well received. The second one is perhaps something that in some cases might be in someone's nature to complain, or someone's nature to just be, you know, the cup is half full type of approach. What recommendations do you have for someone who perhaps is just by nature a negative person?
You know, that's an excellent question. The first thing I would say is to anybody who's listening, where they're not a boss, they're not a manager or a supervisor, sometimes the best thing to do is to not really say anything, but simply go back to doing your work. In other words, you look at them, you know, every now and then when they're coming in and interrupting you, but you've got your fingers on the keyboard or something like that. And sometimes you just get to the point where you have to be very direct, and yet you can be tactful by saying something like, you know, I know this is something that you want to talk about, and I know this issue with so-and-so really bothers you, you know, whoever the person is, and if I were you, I would take it up with them directly. Now, that's not what the negative, complaining person wants to do, and they can also be your gossip, and high-drama employees ranked third, like the gossip. But what will happen is, because you're not buying into it all, after a while they'll go and find somebody else, because now if you're complaining or now you're gossiping, now it's like the two of you are feeding off of each other. So when they want to interrupt somebody, you're typically the person they're going to interrupt. So either just not buying into it all and not really saying anything, or finally saying something but doing so in a tactful way, because really these people are looking for an audience.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other pet peeves that simply drive bosses crazy that perhaps we may be doing as employees and really not being fully aware that we're doing?
Okay, I'll give you some of the others, and then if you have any questions about any of these, number three, as I mentioned, high drama people, like the gossips, or, you know, the people who they're talking about their personal lives all the time, or they've been called by a lot of managers the pot stirrers, just kind of the disruptive tattletale people, or I call them social butterflies. You know, they come into work, but they don't start working. The first hour is social hour. So the social butterflies, four on the list in the survey was people who are combative, challenging authority, not following the chain of command. So your listeners may know about this one, but maybe don't realize it's so high on the list, and that is, in not following the chain of command, going over the boss's head. You know, certainly it depends on the issue, but in most cases, you're better off to go to the manager and just calmly, tactfully state whatever the problem is and what you think might be the solution, or at least offer a solution. Not following the chain of command is huge. And number five, lying, especially on timesheets, but really dishonesty in general. And I like what the late comedian Irma Bombeck said, which is, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. And then number six, this is becoming a huge time spent on the internet, texting, excessive personal calls during work time. Managers really are observing.
Indeed. You're listening to KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR. Colleen Kottenhofen is our guest. She is an award-winning speaker and author of a forthcoming book titled Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. And we're talking about those little things that we may be doing that are driving our bosses crazy. What, in your opinion, is the fastest way? I mean, we touched on many, but what, in your opinion, is the fastest way to be escorted to the door?
Oh, boy. I would say the fastest way to be escorted to the door would be certainly, like I said, excessive absenteeism, because if someone's just not doing their work. I've had managers say to me, you know, Colleen, I have finally said to employees, some of my employees who are not working, I've said, you know, if you're not doing the work, why do I have you here? So certainly absenteeism, not being productive. And then, like I said, believe it or not, that negativity is just a major one with them.
Well, it unfortunately brings everyone down, not only the two people involved, but it creates an aura around that person that's negative. And really no one wants to have anything to do with that kind of an attitude.
Yes, that toxicity can become like a cancer that spreads. And I know this information is common sense, but as you know, common sense isn't always commonly applied. And I'm sure your audience can think of some people like this.
Now, we stopped at number five or six, I don't recall. Give us a few more.
Okay, another one, number seven, is laziness. And that one is really the person who just lack of initiative. They're full of excuses. They're not being proactive. They're slacking off. Maybe they'll say that a report is late. Oh, I didn't get the information to you on time because Susan didn't give me her information. But when you say to them, well, did you give Susan friendly reminders? Well, no. So just not really thinking ahead. And speaking of lack of initiative and laziness and being full of excuses, typically what managers said to me was, quote unquote, excuses in general. And you could almost tie that in with number five, lying, because dishonesty is huge. So seven is lack of initiative, just the laziness. Number eight, the need to repeat instructions. Just lack of information retained. Bosses tell me they don't want to spend an insurmountable amount of time and energy training you over and over, especially when the person's just not listening, because they start to think they might as well do it themselves. And then just rounding out the top ten, number nine, abusing breaks and or taking, you know, extended lunches, too many breaks. And then number 10 was loud, annoying habits, disrespect of coworkers and other managers, excessive use of company resources.
Love those. Now, on the flip side of that, you know, what is it that people can do in terms of being at the top of the list, something that people could do that really would guarantee that even if in light of company-wide layoffs, the boss is going to think twice about letting that person go?
That's an excellent question, John, and I have a whole chapter that will be in the book, 10 Things Most Employees Don't Know or Do to Keep Their Bosses Happy. Number one, showing up for work on time and beginning work on time. A lot of managers will tell me they really do look out of the corner of their eye to see not only did the employee show up on time, but did they start their work as opposed to standing around by the water cooler? Number two, and this is kind of the reverse of the last list, being a team player, willingness to help your coworkers, customers, the boss, just somebody who's easy to get along with and well-balanced. That is huge. So essentially what it is a lot of the managers, they're really busy and they don't want to deal with the emotional stuff. Number three, somebody who is proactive and solutions-oriented. People want problem solvers. And to be seen as an exemplary employee, just condition yourself to be solution-focused rather than problem-focused, even if it's just suggesting something as an idea. And also as part of number three, a lot of bosses said somebody who goes above and beyond. So they just want to see that you're trying. And along with that, number four, holding a positive, enthusiastic, can-do attitude. And it goes back to how you might affect the morale, positively or negatively, of the other employees. And bosses figure when you're passionate, enthusiastic, and positive about your job, that you're just a much easier person to be around, you know, and then everybody else has more fun.
You know, I think one of the things that many of us on the employee side of the ledger sometimes will forget that, you know, in hard times in particular, that the pressure and the heat is also equally on the boss, perhaps more so than even on the foot soldiers.
That's an excellent point, because not only do they have their jobs to do and they have to produce results, but ultimately they're responsible for their people's results.
I mentioned that the book is coming out late February, I believe. Tell us a little bit about this new venture, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what people can expect.
Oh, okay. The subtitle is How to Advance Your Career and Have More Fun at Work. I always like to say work is a four-letter word, passion isn't, so I think if you can have fun with the people that you work with, that makes a big difference. I've got a chapter in there also, How to Get a Great Job and Keep It, What Employers Look For on Interviews for anybody who's looking for a job. Also, how to deal with difficult people, especially if you have a difficult boss. There's a chapter on overcoming procrastination and rejection, pressing past your fears, double your productivity, double your results in half the time. And one that's becoming very popular, I did a chapter on thriving in today's multi-generational workplace, because now you've got everybody from radio agers, the baby boomers' parents, some of whom are still in the workforce, all the way down to Generation Y, the millennials, who are roughly between 18 and about 28. So how to work with the different generations.
Colleen, before we let you go, do you have a website that people can check out if they'd like more information?
Yes, I do. And I also have some audio tapes on there in the meantime, as well as free articles that people can download. The website is www.bouncebackhire.com. Bouncebackhire.com.
Fantastic. Colleen, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time. Continued success. Good luck with the launch of the book early in the new year.
Thank you, John, for having me.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Colleen Kettenhofen is a winning speaker, an award-winning speaker, and author of a soon-to-be-released book titled Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. And that website, again, is bouncebackhire.com.